morning, I have some very strange music for you. It's by a little-known composer, Giovanni Valentini. He was born in Venice in the late 16th century and ended up as Hofkapellmeister in the Viennese court in 1626 until his death in 1649. In between this, he worked in Poland and Graz. Valentini was a skilled keyboard player and a composer who probably studied under Gabrieli. As a composer, he liked to experiment. One of his works has a part written out for water-filled clay bird whistles. He also experimented with unusual time signatures, such as 5-4 or 9-8 followed by 7-8. Then there are his harmonic innovations. He had access to enharmonic keyboards. These are instruments where B-flat is not the same as A-sharp, giving extraordinary harmonic possibilities. We know that he had access to an instrument called a Clavicembalum Universal Suo Perfectum, and this was in Graz. It had 77 keys spanning 4 octaves, with 19 keys per octave, and one extra one on top. This idea of enharmonics obviously fascinated Valentini, as he plays around with them in his sonata A5 in G minor. It starts in G minor, and then the theme is repeated in B minor. This means that the B flat and E flat of G minor become A sharp and D sharp in the B minor section. For this reason, the sonata has been given the nickname the enharmonic sonata. You'll hear how the harmonies shift unexpectedly at times, causing a sort of musical vertigo. This performance is given by a group called Acronym, which stands for Altmusik Camerata, Resurrecting Old but New to You Music. And it comes from their disc of music by Valentini, aptly called Oddities and Trifles, the very peculiar instrumental music of Giovanni Valentini. Here's Acronym playing Sonata A5 in G minor by Giovanni Valentini. That was Sonata A5 in G minor by Giovanni Valentini, played by Acronym. To hear this again, please go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.